Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor of the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. The news from the Americas within these last hours, most significant. After President Trump announced tariffs to be directed against Mexico and Canada, Mexico president says tariffs with the United States pause for a month. This is Claudia Sheinbaum in Mexico City. Our teams will start working today in two areas, security and commerce, said President Sheinbaum in a X tweet that she posted on tariffs. There's also news that the Mexican president has said that 10,000 National Guard will now be deployed along the border because the conditions that President Trump wants to change with tariffs, this is a tool to change conditions, is to disrupt the human traffic across the Rio Grande into the United States that's unchecked by Mexican authorities, and fentanyl and other drugs smuggled into the United States with or without the help of the migrants who cross into the border. Fentanyl is a product of the People's Republic of China, sending precursor materials into Mexico where the cartels cook them in labs and send them into the U.S. to kill Americans. Joseph, Sheinbaum takes a step back. 10,000 National Guard, that's a good down payment. It's a big border. She is very much the protege of AMLO. Has AMLO climbed down? How do you read this, Joseph?
No, I think this is basically a 180-degree different reaction that President Sheinbaum is having as opposed to the reaction she initially had when President Trump first announced this almost immediately after winning the election. You know, if you remember back then, this is back in November of last year, President Sheinbaum, she wrote this expose, this long article, this long piece that she ended up reading on national television in Mexico about, you know, things about sovereignty and about, you know, respect and all these other kind of platitudes that necessarily don't amount to a whole lot, and then really get to the core of the issue. I mean, this 25% tariff isn't just out of nowhere. It has everything to do with our border. It has everything to do with fentanyl. It has everything to do with what's been happening inside the United States for the last 4 years. And so I think she got the memo and realized that that kind of reaction of trying to make this kind of this broad conversations and statements, similar to what President Petro did in Colombia, and that didn't work out well for him either. And so now we see her give a different approach. And the approach is to call President Trump, have a conversation, talk about the core interests here. And Mexico has an interest as well. And they mentioned it before, which is, you know, while the drugs move north, the weapons move south. And they want to talk about the arms movements, the arms trafficking that goes into Mexico that is part of the weapons that the cartels use in their violent clashes that they have throughout Mexico. So that's fair game. I think that we should talk about that. That's been a problem for a long time. So I think that had she approached this like she did before, we would have saw more conflict. And let's be real. Mexico cannot withstand the 25% tariffs. Even if Mexico tries to apply tariffs on us, that's not going to – it's going to make a small dent in our economy. It'll make a huge dent in their economy. And every – you know, people that are – the economists were all complaining about the prices of avocados or the prices of fruit and things that can actually affect us, maybe the prices of cars. But the reality is I think Americans don't really care as much right now about the prices of specific goods as much as they care about law and order, crime on the streets, order in our immigration. And I think President Trump understands that that's a mandate. That's what he was elected for. And so I think he's tackling it. And I think Mexico got the memo and now they're adjusting.
Lopez Obrador, did he sign off on this climb down? What is your speculation, Joseph?
I mean, he was critical to the way President Sheinbaum reacted the first time in November. I mean, he vocally criticized her. He said, that's not the way you handle this. And so I don't know if he signed off on the specific thing, but I could say that he probably my guess is that he would be much more supportive of this approach. 'Cause this was his approach when he was president and President Trump was president back in during Trump's first term, his approach was to engage the President Trump, engage the United States, and have these discussions. Obviously, there's differences in ideology, and there's differences in maybe in the perspective on international affairs. But there's a real practical aspect to the relationship between the United States and Mexico that has to do with both security and trade. And if you deal with the practicality of that, you can get to mutually beneficial solutions. And so I think that López Obrador, the former president of Mexico, would probably endorse what President Sheinbaum is doing. I haven't heard him speak publicly about it yet, but I'm sure we'll hear from him soon enough.
Ernesto, all the Americas are watching Mexico City and Panama City now. Both instances of retreat from positions that were unacceptable to the new president in the United States. Does that mean all of the America's capitals and their leaders are going to take, are going to start a march from here? Suddenly their intractability becomes extremely pliable and they make phone calls to the local embassy? How do you imagine it happening now?
Yes, John, I think they are making new bets after what happened with Panama, Mexico, after President Trump showing how serious he takes his new positions. In Brazil, Lula, for example, he said already, if the U.S. raises tariffs against Brazil, we'll raise tariffs against the U.S. But so he's trying to have a similar nationalist position as Sheinbaum, but it's because things didn't have get hot with Brazil as yet. I think they'll consider things carefully. What I start to perceive, I don't know if I'm projecting too much in Latin American leaders, but it's we have to deal with this new situation with some concessions initially, but I don't know. I think they start to develop. Something they don't have yet, but they're trying to develop a new strategy to deal with that. Maybe waiting Trump's 4 years to pass by and that on, a new government later on, or strengthening their ties with or other superpowers like Russia. Lula is traveling to Moscow in May.
We have 30 seconds, Ernesto.
They're not giving up, yeah.
Yes, let's go to Moscow with Lula da Silva, recovered from his accident in the shower. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Omar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Not just China involved in the Americas, Russia, Tehran, the axis of resistance in all the capitals when we come back.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at LegendsWithAZ.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind.
Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.